Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm up on a tight rope. Up on a tight
rope. Leon Russell for you today?
I must pull back the curtain.
Must you?
To a certain extent. Around the country.
The great and powerful Oz has spoken.
Water breeds connectivity issues.
Yes.
And because I, part of this equation is a home-based business, ladies and gentlemen, the massive engine that drives this show has had some little glitches. And what the glitches are, the radio and podcast listener never hears these glitches. They are basically for all of us. But we have been walking a tightrope last couple of days. A little scary.
I'm up on a tight wire.
Yeah, that's
and people
tight
should
wire,
know.
Not tightrope.
But right. It's called tightrope.
The song Leon is called Russell?
Yeah, and people should know that since we've had these connectivity issues, you've grown your beard long, like Leon yes. Russell.
And the hat.
Like Leon Russell. Leon Russell, so this was a hit. Yeah, I have the hat today. Okay. It's been a morning. Okay? We'll get to that in a second, Rofo. Keep your mouth shut. But anyway, what are some of the other hits from Leon Russell?
He is mostly a session guy. This is, I think, his only hit record that he's on. But he was on Mad Dogs and Englishmen with Joe Cocker. The great piano on all those Joe Cocker records is Leon Russell. And I think he was one of the Wrecking Crew. I think he's on all those Phil Spector records.
All right, hold on.
But this is certainly his biggest hit.
I know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, if Pony knows it, Mike, it's testing well among the kids.
That's right.
Tightrope. A song for you. Do you have a song for you?
I don't have a song for you.
Delta Lady?
Yes, but that also, that's a, that I believe is a Joe Cocker one as well. Oh, I might okay. have Delta Lady. Let me see.
Cajun Love Song, Me and Baby Jane, Pisces Apple Lady.
Hold it, me and who?
Me and Baby Jane.
I don't have that record.
No, we don't need the Betty Davis. Did you see? I know we're all over the place.
Here's Delta Lady. This is Joe Cocker on lead vocal.
All right.
And it's the world's quietest recording for some reason.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that.
He was
all
a
right,
little guy.
I'm done. I'm done with the music. God, I miss so many of the old guys. That
yeah,
are
Joe Cocker, great.
Yeah. So that's good.
Okay, thank cool. You. Thank you.
Thank
and
you
And good
much.
Night. Thank
what
you,
about
everybody?
A song for you? What about a song for you? Do you have that?
I'll check. I don't think so. I can look right. on the YouTube.
Because I know that one's a bigger hit than Tightrope, I think.
No, a song for you did not chart.
Ooh.
You know what? Having you in the studio is already a pain in the ass. You know that.
And Tightrope peaked at number 11.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Thank you, Casey Kasem.
He's fine.
Mike, I'm here to mess up the show. I have lots of statistics for you.
I think I remember a song for you.
Might have been. You know what? You might have played it on your classic rock station.
Right. Hold on, just a second. Let's listen. I'm looking at an old music video. That's how I get my stuff. So far, I love it. It's really fantastic. Lots of piano.
Piano!
All right.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
I just know this is a well-known song.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
That's a huge record. But he didn't make it a hit, right?
No, could it be a Billy Joel song? Did Billy Joel cover it?
It's possible.
Now, somebody made that a hit. Am I right?
Yeah, it's very recognizable.
With 10,000 people watching.
All right, now I'm going to put in, Rofo, put in a song for you.
Yes.
And see who did it. You put in a song for you with Leon Russell, right?
Yes.
Right. Yes, now he gets all quiet because he's just trying. It's great. He's energetic when he can contradict the host.
Exactly.
But
a professional.
Well, I got my priorities.
I understand that. That's wonderful. By the way, Rofo, sitting in for Oscar today.
Yeah, Wally Pipp. Wally Pimp is
I was also
school.
On Fox 5 last night.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, we're very excited to have you you all with us. So anyway, it's just been a week. It's been a, between the hip and everything else, it's been a little bit of a
Well, you had your hip announcement, and also you said earlier, you alluded to the fact that when we have connectivity issues, people don't realize it because we correct it and we make it work. I would say that yesterday's show, Pony, maybe had more edits than any other show we have done of the over 2,000 episodes.
All right, edit that out, please. Edit that out. They don't need to know that.
No, but I think it speaks well of Pony that he was able to make it work.
Because we are cussing so much.
No, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
And by the way, when we pull back the curtain, let me do the guided tour.
Okay, you can do the polling.
That's where we are. And because you're still, as I mentioned before on the show, you are still post-Memorial Day, Rob. And you're cloudy. You're cloudy on things.
Mike, I don't know that if it's post-Memorial Day or just, you know, I'm in the clutches of death. I think really the end is near, and I don't know.
What do you mean, physically?
No, just, you know, it's been a good run.
Your career?
That and physically.
Now, let's examine that, what you just said. Are you the clutches of death? That was a rather dramatic statement you made about where your head is at. I'm very curious about
that. Well, I think that all week, really, the allergies are so bad that they're out to kill me, and I don't know if it's going to be one that I can bounce back from this year.
I thought you've been very funny, but I think you felt a little logy, and you've made
100%.
Kind of,
yes,
you know, you've just been kind of out of it this week, and that might be. I know that I've worked with you for 20 years. This is the time of year when you're not feeling all that perky.
That's right, Major. I'm feeling.
Don't
too
think
perky.
About Major C. Just move along.
But it's what tripped that memory. When you wake up and you feel beat up. I mean, I haven't even been drinking this week, and I wake up feeling horrible.
That's the problem.
You think that's it?
Ponies out. Absolutely right. That's what you should be doing.
Okay, yeah. My advice to you, son, is to start drinking heavily.
You drank heavily on the weekend.
Yes,
and then
I did.
You came back, and you're probably in recovery. I've got to be honest that I probably take, and I am not exaggerating this even in the slightest, I probably now take an average of 3 to 4 days to recover if I've had too much alcohol. And when I say too much alcohol, you remember what too much alcohol used to be for me.
Oh, yeah.
My liver, it's just, you know, it's lucky that I'm not in a hospital getting a transplant right now, because the fact is I would go, I'd do a radio show in the afternoon, and I owned a bar, and I'd be there at night. And a lot of times I'd have people back to my house after the bar closed. That's how intense it was. And I was in my 40s. I am now in my
50s. But you were always ready. You were always ready for afternoon drive.
Except for the day that the NASCAR driver, Denny Hamlin, came to my house.
And there was one other one. May I remind you of the time we all met at the peanut butter sandwich restaurant in New York City?
Oh, New York's a different equation. New York, because New York, it would be 6 o'clock in the morning. I never wanted the party to end.
Oh, New York was so great. Oh, my Lord.
We were doing broadcasts from New York City. This is when we were on WNEW in New York. And I would do... we do like 4 shows a week. We'd go up to New York for 4 days, and then we'd come back.
It felt like 4 days. We'd go up on Wednesday night and do Thursday and Friday usually.
Oh, I thought we did more than that because I had an apartment up there at one point.
It was every other week. We'd go up and do Thursday and Friday.
No, we did more shows than that. We did more shows from New York than that because we were up 9/11. We were up there on a Tuesday morning.
That's true,
but
I believe that
was a Tuesday morning.
That was the exception rather than the rule, wasn't it?
I have to disagree because we would go up for a larger chunk of time. Sometimes it would be 2 days. Sometimes it would be 4 days. Sometimes it would be 3 days. It varied all the time. But the fact is, where we stayed before, prior to 9/11,
right,
had a bar next to the hotel that I was staying
in. I remember
the
name of it.
Do you?
Zeppi's.
Zeppi's was the name of the bar. And that's when we were doing a midday show, so we had to, you know, the dinner bell came at 11 a.m., which you would think was a reasonable time to report for work. But when you have a bar in New York City that happens to be open till 4 a.m.,
yes,
and it's in your hotel room where all you have to do is get on an elevator when your night is over, you would end up playing bongos with the owner until 4 a.m., and that is the place where I met legendary TV personality and soap star Jack Wagner.
That's right.
Who I got drunk with and helped me with my golf swing. He was on Broadway in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That's right. Jekyll I remember Hyde, that. I remember that play. Now. And didn't you mess up the bongos with one of your fancy rings?
I might have damaged one of the bongos. Not going all the way through, but someone pointed out that I kind of... what do you mean my fancy rings? I had a wedding ring on it. I think I had a wedding ring on it.
Roll the dice.
It was a wonderful time.
It was.
Yeah. But the thing about, the whole thing about having that lifestyle, it no longer, I think everybody that has done this knows that you're going to get to a point where it's simply not doable, and you make that choice. You're either going to be the guys that hang out during the day at Jimmy's, and you're going to die at 65, or you have to dramatically change. I can't do it anymore, Rob.
No, and your body tells you this. Your body tells you this. You know what it used to be? I can remember, like, before I was 25, I could go out and I could drink like nobody's business, like death wish drinking, and the next day I could cure it with two Excedrin and a grape soda. I'd be ready to go. But now, if I do anything, like, for God forbid, if I have beer, then liquor, or wine, and then shift to like a shooter or something, I'm gone for two days.
Listen to him. Give him a Valium or something. I'm worried about our boy.
I think he's an upper, not a downer.
No, I think the Valium is his code of putting me down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he broke his leg in the home stretch. Yeah.
You know what he needs? And what he needs now is a drink that I talked about on the show yesterday, which is the pink squirrel or whatever.
No, the pink drink.
The pink drink at Starbucks. Yesterday we talked about the fact that Starbucks has a secret menu where if you order the pink drink, you get a strawberry juice and chunks of strawberry with coconut water or milk.
Coconut milk it was.
Coconut milk. And we want to see if that is on the surprise menu or the secret menu. We actually, the Mike O'Mara Studios in Washington, D.C., have a Starbucks in the bottom floor, which is very exciting. It's the main reason we selected this location for our studio in Washington, D.C. And Rofo, Rob is handing you, is that the credit card?
No, I gave him cash.
He gave me cash, so there's a limit.
So in case he makes a break for it, I just want to be out $10.
How much cash did he give you?
He gave me $10, so that'll get you a drink and a half.
All right, so $10. I want you to go downstairs now, and what you do is ask for the pink drink, and are we going to do this with cell phone?
I was going to make a suggestion. We could start the show, and when we come back, we can call Rob at Starbucks and walk him through the situation.
Let me write down what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to get Rob a sedative.
No, not a sedative. That'll kill me.
We're going to send Rofo down there with the cell phone, and you will have your cell phone open like on speaker and ask simply, he just asks for the pink drink. If they don't know what it is, you say it's on the secret menu.
Right.
If they say, what secret menu? You said, the pink drink. And just don't let go of that pink drink until it's absolutely essential for you to share with the lady that it is the strawberry juice drink.
Yes.
And then if she doesn't get what the strawberry juice drink is, you said, well, it's strawberry acai, isn't that it? Or what's the
it was
acai?
It was a strawberry acai tea that they altered.
The by refresher.
By putting in the coconut milk.
And chunks of strawberries.
Yes, strawberries.
So the thing about it is you got to really, I want you, if they don't get it, you can't make it easy on them.
Right.
And we're going to find out if it's really on. And then don't drink it until you get up here and then give it to Rob.
You got
because
it.
God knows he needs something. We're going to take a break, and we will come back with the Get Down There, Boy.
You
do it right
it.
Now. We'll be right back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You guys thinking about renting this place?
Maybe.
What do you guys want with such a big house?
We're starting our own sorority outside the system that can totally do whatever it wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like throw dope-ass parties and totally rage.
A sorority that can party?
Kappa Nu.
What's wrong with fraternity parties?
What is it?
I mean, we threw great parties here. Pimps and hoes, CEOs and corporate hoes, Boise boys and Idahos.
They're like super sexist. Every party is like themed hoe.
I mean, oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, God. Yeah, I see your point.
I want to help you guys stop that sorority before it gets too late.
Really?
That's right. I'm switching sides.
Nice. Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. Cool.
They have 15 individuals. They're not a cohesive unit. They don't understand the most important rule of sisterhood. There's no I in sorority.
Yeah, there is. There's two, actually.
There's just one.
No, that's a Y.
No, in the middle.
That's an O.
Two I's straddling the Y. S-O-R-R-I-A-Y-O-R-I-T-Y.
What?
There's a U in there that you guys are all missing.
S-O-R-R-I-R-O-I-T-I-T-Y. That's how you spell it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, call us anytime, and we won't listen to it. Anyway, the show today brought to you by Omaha Steaks. You want a great Father's Day tip? Dads love steak. Men love meat. And the best stuff comes from Omaha Steaks. That was extremely sexist. Women love steak, too.
Sure.
You know, it's just the, you think a dear old dad and the grill and firing it up. We have had a relationship with Omaha Steaks for quite some time, and their products are absolutely phenomenal. There's nothing I like better than getting that giant box of Omaha Steaks stuff because it's like Christmas all over again. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package. And all you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar to apply the savings. Omaha Steaks has everything he could want for grilling nirvana. All the best cuts of beef, bison from the Golden Plains, seafood, pork, veal, lamb, everything.
Everything.
Let me give you the list right now.
Go.
Here we go. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef gourmet 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers. There's a lot of stuff here. Plus,
yes.
4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple dantlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet. Don't even know why they throw that in there. Plus, 4 additional burgers for free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart, only $49.99. Don't wait. That's omahasteaks.com, TMOS. Put it in the search bar. Thank you very much. All right. Without further ado, are we going to
we're phoning him now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Calling him, and he's at the Starbucks in the basement level of our building.
Our
calling
store.
Rob Forth. See what happens. Great experiment. We're going to have him by 40. Rofo.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it's already dynamic, I can tell, because he is a natural. All right, are you in the Starbucks store?
I'm in the Starbucks right now. There wasn't a line before, but then right before you called, a couple people butted in front of me. So we are. I'm waiting to get in line.
Rob, would it make it uncomfortable if you asked if you could have cuts?
Cutsies.
Cuts. That's like elementary school. Cutsies. Now, are you going to be able to order this and keep the and not make it obvious that this person is on the phone?
Well, he's at Starbucks. Everyone's on the phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he can be kind of like he's, oh, hold on. Yeah, you'll say, hold on a second. I'm at the front of the line. And then go ahead and do your order, and we'll see what happens. And you're on speaker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I will turn the speaker on once I get to the front.
Turn it on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to spread the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to spread the show.
Yeah? All right, you are now on speakerphone.
Okay. Hi, Starbucks.
Now, stop it. Stop. This means, Rofo, you're going to have to do all the talking.
So, yeah, Rofo, make up a conversation that you're having right now. Who's he talking to, Mike?
He's talking to his girlfriend.
Is she hot?
Stop.
Okay.
We're hearing, they're hearing us
oh,
on speaker.
Oh, I forgot. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Like I work with idiots.
So,
I swear
would you guys
God.
Like a morning bun?
Shh.
All right, so I'm now near the front of the line. I'm about to order.
What did you say about the morning bun?
Was that him?
Yeah, it was.
We don't want a morning bun.
What okay. I want to do is hopefully
do excuse me. Hold on just a second. I need to order real quick. Hi, I want a pink drink. Do you know about the pink drink?
Yes! Woo! That passed muster! Woo-hoo! Fantastic. That's delicious. Yes.
Okay, and can I get
Rofo, while we got you, Rofo, take us off speaker for a second, please.
Please.
Hello?
All right. Yeah. Now, can you ask her to put some vodka in it?
Could you put some vodka in that? You don't have any vodka?
Starbucks vodka.
What day do you have vodka?
All right, stop doing. I'm doing the. Just do what you're told. Just get the pink drink and bring it up here. She's passed the experiment. This is it. So they knew exactly what it was, correct, mm-hmm. Rufo?
It was like a manager who knew and yelled over from the other machine.
That's all that matters. That's mm-hmm. all that matters. They did. You know what? I didn't have faith in the Starbucks. All right, hang up on Rufo. We're done with him.
Okay.
Just bring the drink up as soon as possible.
Yeah, and don't tip. Like. That's my money.
And here's the thing. I just had a hunch that they might not be tracking with it. But you know what? I've been to that Starbucks in our building in Washington, D.C., and they are, I think they're terrific. I think they do a really, really mm-hmm. nice job.
I think that there are good clerks there and there are bad clerks there. And I think when you go before the show, you have a morning shift that is really connected. Mm-hmm. They really know what's going on.
Pony, do you know the girl that's down there that looks like the guardian warrior Amazon woman from Game of Thrones?
I know who you mean.
She's super tall, and she was my pal. She was my buddy. She quizzed me practically on doing the Venti Chai Latte with soy milk and two equals.
So you could order it correctly? She made it
Because I walked in, I swear to God, I am so new to the whole Starbucks experience because I don't drink coffee. And when I went into our building in Washington, I had no idea what to order. And I kind of asked her how to go about what's the sequence. It's practically a foreign language.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she was wonderful. So I shouldn't be surprised that the people from Starbucks know exactly what's going on.
I think the afternoon shifters down there tend to be a little more blasé.
Very much.
But you know what? I'm okay with that because you know what? I like to be able to say, I want a medium. And mm-hmm. in many Starbucks, they will correct you because they go by what? Grande, Venti, and all that stuff. But if I go in and say, I want a medium vanilla latte, they'll just give it to me because I don't think they're really married to the Starbucks
now,
lifestyle.
Venti, I was told, is 20 ounces.
Yeah, because Venti means 20.
It means 20. What, and grande is the is what, 70 ounces of fluid?
It's 150,000 ounces of coffee.
It's really it's a great Starbucks. I like it. But I think what you've got is if you're going in the afternoon, first of all, you got the B-leaguers. You bring your A-team in.
For the morning.
In the morning, especially the weekday mornings when we're there. And I'm fascinated. This is one of those times where I wish I could just reach through the monitor and grab this. But I think you're going to truly, I know you, Spiewak, and I think you are going to truly love this particular beverage. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait to try it because, you know, the coconut water, they're always testing it at Costco when they say,
Coconut water, you might as well pee in a cup. I do not like. I sampled coconut water at Costco one time.
Yes.
And it almost made me gag. It was not a pleasant flavor. Coconut milk, a totally different story. I like coconut milk.
When I tested the coconut water, when the lady handed it to me at Costco, she said, would you like to try coconut water? I said, sure. And she gave it to me, and I tasted it. And, Mike, I literally blanched. I made a bad face when I tasted
Nasty.
It. And then the lady who was doing the testing looked at me and said, I know, right?
What the hell?
Yeah, she wasn't even selling it well.
By the way, if you're hearing things about coconut milk, coconut water, now don't drink it yet.
Okay.
If you're hearing things about this, now are you going to go straw or do you think you're going to take a sip from the top? Does that whipped cream on it?
Let me see. It's lit it up. So
right. Let's see what it's in it.
No, there is no whipped cream. It is an iced beverage with hunks of berry in it. It looks almost like dehydrated berries that they've put in it. Because it's an iced beverage, I think I'm going to go straw.
All right, that's fine with me. Before you do that, I think, and it's just my opinion, that we're seeing so much coconut milk, coconut water. A guy the other day was talking to us at a restaurant about the fact that he takes like a teaspoon of coconut oil every day as a supplement, and he feels great. I think we are, and look, we have to be aware as American consumers, we are being inundated with marketing from Big Coconut.
Big Coconut is huge right now.
Big mm-hmm. Coconut is the latest push. Rufo, pretty impressive, I would say, with your experience down there, right?
Oh, absolutely. They knew exactly what it was right away.
All right. We are talking now about the secret menu at
Pink
Starbucks.
Drink.
And I'm giving them free advertising because I know if you like this kind of thing, you're going to go in and get the pink drink, which is on their secret menu. They said some Starbucks don't know about it, but ours did. And now I feel like we should get the timpani because Rob Spiewak is going to do the little sample.
Straw going in.
This is coconut milk, correct? Wow. Strawberry juice and acai?
Acai, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
All right, here we go. See what he thinks. Okay. All right. You have to understand, this is a man that still drinks sugar soda. Give it to, just give Pony, he doesn't have to take it through the straw, but give Pony a little sip and let's see what, and this is a man who's destroyed all of his taste buds due to nicotine.
That's right.
So.
Tastes like blueberry juice with strawberry. I mean, let's, it's really, it over,
okay,
crazy.
That's two not exactly incredible reviews. And now let's get this review by Rofo. Only Rofo in Orton. No, not the straw. Oh. That Rob's mouth was on that.
And
straw.
Pony's mouth.
Mm-hmm. And raw dogging it.
Yeah, we don't have time to switch
Yeah, the
out.
Thing is, to get the real flavor, I think you should chug it.
Yeah, just chug it. Take the lid off.
Yeah. Or you should, take off. You should drink a significant portion of it to get the... there were two little wimpy tastes, and now I'd like the guy that bought it to try it.
Give, right,
go ahead.
Go. All right.
Take a sip. Here we
go. Oh, my God.
He's drinking it. Good boy. That's enough. That's
oh, my gosh. There's so much ice.
Okay. They had that. Oh, you're gonna get a brain freeze. You're gonna get a Rofo brain freeze. And by the way,
those berries are awful.
It's debilitating.
I feel like I'm having 2-week-old Special K cereal.
So
if we go back to your news story yesterday, Mike, remember the addition of coconut milk makes it delicious.
What scale do you want to use? You want to use 5, a scale of 5? On a scale of 5, Rob Spiewak, what do you give the
5
beverage?
Being best?
5 being best.
I give it a 2.5. It's right in the middle.
Oh, that's the Pony right in the scale middle. Of
that's
5. What do you give?
Definitely 2.
Oh, man, that's a pan. And Rofo, you're the last one.
You know, 1.5 out of 5 freeze-dried berries.
Freeze-dried berries. We need to reconstitute the berries.
Oh, my God. What a grand experiment.
It was good, though.
That went as well as could be expected.
And how much was it?
It was $501.
What a bargain.
And they loved to give me back $4.99 and change.
Oh,
yeah, that's
no.
such a dick price.
it was a great ad for Starbucks right up into the last 5 minutes. Sorry about that. Get the pink drink. Get yourself a, you know what? Do what I do. Black coffee. That'll work.
It's all.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun. We'll talk about the whole Prince thing.
Yeah.
Because it came out yesterday. Shocker. An overdose. And, you know, show me Prince passing away with an overdose, and I'll show you somewhere there's somebody doing something hinky. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen of the TMOS Nation, coming up Monday, a super deluxe califragilistic super XP wonderful announcement about the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and be here on Monday for a major announcement.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That sounds like me.
No.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, everybody, stick your hand out the window. Do you feel that? You know what that is? It's heat. Yeah, that's right. It's hot. Summer's here. And as the mercury rises, you realize that you're just too busy to shop for all your summertime essentials. Oh, no. What will you do? What will you do? What you need to do is visit Amazon.com. Buy everything you need at one place from their air conditioning, from the air conditioned comfort of your own home. I think that's making an assumption. If you don't happen to have air conditioning and you live in a mountain region, that's great.
But you can buy an air conditioner at Amazon.
Oh, you can buy a good one.
Yes.
Remember to shop Amazon through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support this show. So when you're buying sunscreen, lounge chairs, hammocks, beach balls, even a boat, it's Amazon time, baby. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax because it's summertime.
And the living is easy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, the big news, of course, that broke was, might have been last night that it came down,
yeah,
that Prince had an opiate overdose. And is it fentanyl? Fentanyl?
What fentanyl, is the, I believe it is. And it is now, way, way powerful stuff, this stuff.
I wrote one thing down this morning, and I said, show me a dead celebrity, and I'll show you a crooked doctor.
Yep.
However, it should be pointed out that as of this broadcast, there aren't even accusations that the doctors prescribed this. So, but the issue is he had to get it somewhere, and there's certainly a black market for opiates that are, you know, making a lot of people in America overdose. The onslaught of prescription and heroin overdoses in the country is like nothing people have ever seen. It's of epidemic proportions.
Higher now than it has been. And the scary thing about it is if you go back to, I mean, even to the days of Marilyn Monroe, there's accusations of being overprescribed, and it's never stopped. And why hasn't it stopped? It's because we love the culture of celebrity, I think.
We love celebrities. And, you know, look, I am not going to say that this was the result of a doctor that, you know, gave him whatever he wanted.
Right.
I have no idea. The jury is out. I want to read all the facts and find out. The fact is, though, that, you know, this is a major entertainer who got bitten by a bug that so many people get bitten by, and it's really, really unfortunate that this kind of thing happens. I will tell you, I think that celebrities, especially when they have entourages and they are surrounded by people that, you know, it sounds like maybe they were trying to get help for him.
Yeah.
But it was too late. It was at the end of this addiction. I have been, you know, I've had two shoulder surgeries. I've had orthopedic issues my whole life where they give you the stuff. I've been in the hospital where I've gotten opiates before. I can only give you my experience where I got an idea of the addiction. And it was back when we were doing the Don and Mike show. And Rob and Buzz, it might have been Buzz and Don, that were calling me every day to check on my progress.
Do you know that was actually the first week I was with you guys? Because when we first met was me driving you in from Annapolis because you were just out of the hospital.
So this be about 24 years ago, right?
25. It was.
This is how long ago this is.
Mike, I can tell you, it's April of 92.
And I had diverticulitis, which is a gut problem that causes excruciating pain. They put me in the hospital, put me on antibiotics, and they put me on medication. And if I remember correctly, they had me on Demerol, which is probably similar to a fentanyl or whatever the hell that stuff is.
It's synthetic heroin is what it is.
And I remember it was something new to me. First of all, I hadn't been in the hospital, so I hadn't. They gave me a machine that they hooked my IV up to that gave me a button.
You had the button. And allow me to correct myself. Dilaudid is synthetic heroin. Mm-hmm. Demerol is just, it's not quite to that level, but it's got the power. It's good stuff.
And they gave me this button that I was able to, with a limitation, so they could control that, but I could self-medicate. I could give myself, and I remember pressing that button, and I would actually feel the warmth of the narcotic going into my arm. I actually felt it. You could feel it going in. And so the...
How immediate is the effect? Because I know you can feel it enter your body.
Easily within 5 minutes. Easily within 5 minutes. Yeah. What it is fooling your brain. That's the way everything I've read about. It's fooling your brain to create the illusion that everything's okay. Anyway.
It blocks receptors, I think, is what it does. Yeah. The pain receptors. Yeah.
So I got this stuff, and the guys were calling me every single day because I'm a trooper. And things I wouldn't do today. You know, I'm in the hospital. Let me recover. Leave me alone. But no, the show must go on. And
they were pretty classic segments, Mike, to be honest.
And,
they
you were. Know, and, well, much hilarity ensued when they would read my condition and say it was a disease of the elderly. And that was great. Should have known. Been falling apart ever since, Rob. Been falling apart ever since.
Yeah, that was chapter one of a long book, Mike, is what
it
that was.
It sucked. So the last day, I'm going to be discharged. The doctor comes in the morning and does this deep push into my gut to see if there's any pain, and there's nothing. Any issue I had was solved with the medicine they gave me. It was a success. I was in for about a week, and they were going to discharge me that evening.
Okay.
And so this is about 11 in the morning, and what the doctor said to me, okay, they'll be in about an hour to remove your medications. And meanwhile, I'm still hooked up to the fun machine, right? I'm hooked up to my little liquid Demerol.
For all intents and purposes, you're cured. You're cured. You're ready to go.
Completely, I mean, totally pain-free.
Right.
And noon came and went. 1, 2, 3. About 3, I know all the boys would call me at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
It's about 3:20. And I know they're going to call, and I've been kind of eyeballing this Demerol machine all day long. And I'm like, Well, they're going to call me in 10 minutes. I might as well be super deluxe happy, and I hit the button. And that, to me, was the first sign that I likey, and it really was. And I was extremely funny because I was not only pain-free, but I was hopped up on opiates.
And happy to be released. It was a perfect cocktail.
Exactly. And then I think they ended up, you know, like hospitals do. They overlook you, and then they came in, and they popped me out of the machine, and everything was fine. But my point is that, you know, anybody that's experienced opiates, whether by mouth or by IV, you know how incredibly dangerous this is. This is for anybody that's getting, you know, I've got a hip thing coming up. I'm mindful of it. You know, I don't want to be in that situation. And it scares the crap out of me when I hear that, you know, Prince had the same procedure that I'm going to have. And that's when he got hooked to these. But I think really what people forget is that you have these artists that, it's really not about it. It stops being about the pain, and that's the overall point I wanted to be making. It stops being about the physical pain quite often, and becomes compensation for stress, for the fact that you're on stage. Because I think when it might start as a physical ailment, but overall, you know, you're compensating for a lot of things. And what is tremendous stress, or maybe stage fright, or going on and having to deal with hundreds of people at a backstage thing for a Prince concert? What is that but a form of pain? It's not a pleasant thing for him, probably.
No. And so also, he gets so worked up, and the adrenaline of doing a show. He's one of the most amazing performers of our generation.
Very sad that he's gone.
And so how do you come down after that? You know, sometimes it's just, you know, you have to figure out a way to come down. I bet that what happened is he figured out that I could take 4 hours of my day and lower myself back down to, you know, ground level.
See, you and I are looking at it differently. No, I'm looking at it that he probably had that. Just like Elvis did. He had that before he went on stage.
You think?
I think that was with him. I think it was at all times. I don't think it was necessarily the upper downer thing, although, you know, we'll find out probably everything that he was involved with. I think it was sometimes when you talk about, you look at a guy like Rush Limbaugh, who was OxyContin, right?
Yes.
And he was hopelessly addicted to that. He took that during his show.
He
took that to get through his show. It makes you relaxed. It's like having a drink before you go on a stage.
Yeah.
You've done that. It's chilling. It's actually relaxing you. And I think that's why you see this so often with performers, because it makes it less stressful, painful,
yep,
if you will, for them to go.
Allows him
on
maybe
stage
to enjoy himself more on stage.
Yeah. But I think ultimately I'm going to keep my eyes on this, although part of me wants to, but the other part is like, okay, we know now. We know what happened. Let him go. That's it. I would like to see if we have the Dr. Nick factor. No accusations have been leveled at these doctors just yet, and it was one who was his regular doctor who apparently never prescribed this stuff. That's what they're saying preliminarily about this. But then you've got the guy that was the addiction doctor. And the thing about it, with these addiction doctors, how do they help these people with addiction? They give them another drug.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a bad spiral. We saw it with Michael Jackson, too. I mean, that was all about the doctor.
Right. The doctor who was prescribing him all this crap. What it gets back to, again, is a person who, you know, you can look from the outside and say, oh, he had all this fame, he had all this money. The fact is, the more of that you have, the more fame that you have, the more money that you have, the more pressure you're going to have. And the performance element is always there. We are the circus clowns of this equation. We are one step below the kid that makes the balloon animals at your child's birthday party. But it is still the business of show, and they're still in, and we do live shows. And the fact is, there is an element of, You gotta mentally be ready for that. And sometimes, you know, what do you think? Don and I knocked back a double Sambuca before we'd go stage, you know? I just would be very surprised with this whole Prince issue if you didn't find some doctor somewhere down the road that was a star effer that wanted to be in his inner circle. I have no idea. It could be a unscrupulous, you know, evil drug dealer, too. You don't know. We'll wait and see. But, you know, the whole thing just sucks. It really, really does. And I wish that there were people around him, although ultimately it's him, and there's nothing you can do about a guy that's going to self-destruct if he wants to self-destruct.
Well, you know, when you have 30 years, a 30-year history of no one ever telling you no, it starts to sink in. And that is, again, it goes back to our celebrity culture. You know, I love, you know, this is no secret. I love to drink. I have smoked in the past. I'm a binge eater. I'm a binge watcher of television. One of the things that has ever stopped me from getting into any sort of drug experimentation is I know that I would go too far with it. I would never be able to try it because if I loved it, that would be the end. That would be it for me. It's scary stuff.
Well, I think I should, full disclosure, I know that's you, but to give full disclosure right now, I've been chewing on cacao leaves.
Oh, well, you know.
Some of the things that the Oscars people in the Andes Mountains chew on. You know,
it's good for the show.
Big bag of those right here.
It's good for the show. Yeah. It takes the pain away.
It does.
The pain of the show.
Pain of connectivity, the pain of hip replacement, the pain of everything. The pain of getting painters coming into the house for an estimate today. That's always a bag of fun.
Oh, are you sitting for a portrait?
No, I'm talking about house painters, Rob.
Oh, of course. Yeah, drop cloths.
Yeah. Would you like to know before we go to break the line from one of them today?
Sure.
Well, I said, Carlos says, do we need to paint the doors inside? I said, no, I don't think so. The doors look fine to me. Guy says, well, you know, it's kind of like getting a new pair of kicks without laces. S and D!
Wow. And that's when you considered becoming a gun owner.
Yeah, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest and that's on. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a...
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best. No matter what you need for the home or the office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. They are the best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint makes it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you, and isn't that the purpose of a business card? We ask you on a regular basis to send in your business cards to TMOS, and you can send your cards to Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And if you do that, you might get a little mention like Rob's going to do right now for your Vistaprint card.
I, like so many of Americans, Mike, love wrestling ladies. And the people at slamminladies.com, also known as slampegs.com, not only got beautiful business cards, but postcards that they hand out at their events. So all this stuff is handled by Vistaprint.
Did you say they're wrestling ladies?
Yeah, they're lady wrestlers, Mike. Slamminladies.com.
Are they hot?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. They're not that. That's kind of neat. I'd pay to go see that. Slamminladies.com.
I'll send you the card. That way you can follow them around.
So they had a card and a flyer at Vistaprint.
Yeah,
but remember, this is a great deal. And who doesn't want to have a great business card? Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. That is maybe my very favorite card that was sent into the show.
I'll save it for you.
Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS to check it out. By the way, you want to send us a card, you don't need, at that price, you don't need to have a business.
No.
You can actually just do it to, you know, be your personal card.
Mike, in the old days, they were called calling cards. Literally, they were called calling cards. You'd hand them to the doorman and say, hi.
That's right.
My name is the wrestling lady. And they would let you come into the place.
Yep. That's when you would go to the local druggist for a cream soda. I remember that back in the Rob days. That's what it was. So, yes, sir. Yes,
I was going to say, do you want to call Steve Mermelstein today?
Oh, I forgot. We got to call Mermelstein. Okay, Rob, before we make this call, and incidentally, I am not going to necessarily stand by the next 3 to 5 minutes of airtime on our show. Steve Mermelstein is a huge fan of TMOS.
Great guy.
Who occasionally visits on one of our other network shows, This Week in Omericast.
It's just called Omericast.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
it's Marcus Serta's show where he reviews what we've done on this show. Steve Mermelstein, he's kind of a co-host on that show.
Yeah, he's
right?
kind of like Doc Severinsen. When he doesn't have another co-host, Steve Mermelstein will sit in and offer his insight and colorful commentary.
And Mermelstein is somebody Rob tapped into to do some of our promos. Filing them under the heading of so bad that they're good.
Remember, he's the guy that when we had the Mad Fox Brewery meet and greet, he said, Northwest,
Mm-hmm. Northwest. Yes.
Northwest. See,
and they were so bad that we found them charming.
Yes.
And because he's not a pure broadcaster, and he is someone that makes us laugh. And
he's not a pure broadcaster, Mike.
No.
He's sort of a new school type of broadcaster.
The Wild West.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful lad. I don't know anything about him. I do know this, that on social media last week, he posted the fact that he was taking pictures. Was it in Boston?
I think he was in Vermont where he lives, and he was just walking down the road taking pictures, not paying attention. And
suddenly he describes getting smacked in the back and losing all the air in his body, and he was tragically hit by a bicyclist.
Yes. Was the bicycle okay?
You know, I know that people have been almost killed
yes.
with bicycle accidents. I know, but it's usually the... Isn't it the rider? No, I guess they can mess people up if they slam into a pedestrian, right? Right, Pony? You know about this.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah. You can cause all sorts of injuries for both people because you're going to go flying off the bike and the other guy's going to get all sorts of broken bones. It's not fun.
It's a lose-lose, Mike. Mm-hmm.
So Mermelstein wrote a very, very sad story about the fact that he was hit by a bicyclist. Mm-hmm. And I said, and it was so beautifully written.
It really was. He's sort of like the Edgar Allan Poe of modern days.
It's like he just discovered sentences.
Or didn't.
And Mermelstein was hit by a bicycle, and I said we should book him on the show and find out just how he's doing, and this will go as long as we determine it.
That's right. This will take about as long as the accident did.
We're going to call the co-host of Omericast, a gentleman by the name of Stephen Mermelstein.
Yes, good guy.
I know nothing about him. Have you spoken to him personally?
Oh, yes. Well, for the recording sessions and stuff. Okay, and I've met him at the State Theater.
Mm-hmm. Have I?
Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, how are you? Can we turn that up for me a little bit? Stephen Mermelstein, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Steve, how are you recovering from your tragic pedestrian accident where you were hit as you were walking around taking pictures by a bicycle? Can I ask you a few questions about that?
Sure. I'm still a little sore. But I'm doing a lot better.
A little sore or a little sore?
Sore.
Very good. Stephen, you were taking photographs where? What part of the country were you taking photographs before this horrible accident occurred?
In Boston.
Oh, you were right, Mike. He was
in
Boston.
Thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm. See, there you go. No. But anyway, so the fact is you were in Boston with your camera, and your camera was damaged, and then somebody made off with some of your camera, right?
Well, when I was hit, I was thrown a couple feet, and along with it, my camera and tripod, which was one hand, the camera was attached to the tripod, and so that hit the ground along with me, and so I presume it was probably damaged, but I don't know what happened, if it was or wasn't, because while I was on the ground, and a doctor was that happened to be there that Mike. Was attending to me.
Mike. Mike, you're going to need to wake up, Mike. We're in the middle of the story.
someone grabbed the camera and the tripod and took off.
What a jerk.
Mike.
I'm here. All right, hold on. I just wanted to... Steve, so you got hit by the cyclist, knocked to the ground, your camera... What were you taking pictures of with a tripod? Just taking like...
Upskirts?
Stop it. Behave yourself. You were taking historical pictures of Boston? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I was basically coming back from Cambridge. I was on the other side of the river taking photos of Boston, since the early morning.
You want to clear that throat? I was just curious.
Did you take any pictures of cough drops?
Stop. Behave yourself. This is where Rob is going to be really mean.
No, because I love Steve the most, and Steve, you know this.
All right, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get the information. All right, so whatever. So you were taking the pictures of Boston, and you got hit by a cyclist. Did the cyclist that hit you, Steve? I don't know anything about you. I don't remember meeting you, but I'm sure we had a good time. What do you weigh? What do you weigh in at, Steve? Just out of curiosity.
About 240.
All right, so that's not that big.
How tall are you?
4'10".
5'7".
Oh, you're 5'7". Okay, so you're a hefty guy. You're a big target.
Husky.
So when you were hit by the cyclist, it wasn't a hit and run, right? The cyclist hung around.
Well, only because some guy forced them to stay there. You know, I was like almost knocked out. You know, I was like in shock for, I don't know, a couple minutes.
Right.
And so people were worried, you know, that they were there. That
and some the sound guy of someone forced, falling down. Steve, you've heard that on the show before. You've heard that
and,
sound,
and
right?
So I learned later that some guy forced him to stay there. You know, that
what
he
a
was like,
jerk.
You know, he was trying to, you know, get his bike and stuff together and, you know, and to leave.
Was the bike damaged?
Yeah. The whole front wheel was bent from me.
Was this
what kind of bike?
Was this a recreational rider or was this one of those couriers that you get in big cities?
No, this was one of these, like, you know, thinks he's a racing bicycle racing
what
idiot,
a
you
douche.
Know?
And he was going to leave the scene of the accident. He was going to bolt on you.
Yeah.
Did you exchange, like, is he going to pay? You don't have any injuries that required medical care, did you?
I did, yeah. I had over 20 bruises and some requiring, you know, drainage and stuff. And
now, the drainage, was that required before the accident as well, though, Steve, to be fair?
No.
I know the hospital, Mike, they charged a hefty fee just to count the bruises. Wow. They had to bring in a bruise counter. And that's a specialist.
Bring in the bruise counter. Bring in the bruise counter, please. How does a bruise require... How does a bruise experience sippage? I'm kind of curious. How does a bruise require that?
It's what's called a serious bruise.
I'm sorry, Steve. As opposed to a non-serious bruise?
No, Mike, as opposed to a comical bruise.
Trivial.
A serious bruise.
That's what the doctor said. And yeah, it's so large that...
Was your doctor wearing a clown nose? I mean, was this a real doctor?
Hey, this is a serious bruise. Krusty says it's a serious bruise. So you had a serious bruise. I don't understand. When I think of bruise, I think like a big, you know, purple
a
spot
blotch
on the skin.
Yeah.
How does it require? Yeah. What it was? It required drainage because it was that much of a blood clot or something like that.
Because of the size and it was swelling and yeah, it. You know, it was they were concerned it could turn into a hematoma.
Okay, all right. Now we're talking medical terminology.
Sure.
Did the clown doctor say hematoma, or did he just say serious bruise?
No.
Did he use a really, really big thermometer?
Where was the worst bruise, Stephen?
All over my back and my butt and my back legs.
Oh, wow. So he really, so the guy really clocked you and then he wanted to leave the scene. Yeah. That's not too cool. So are you going to get any, you know, any restitution out of this situation?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you have the man's information? Do you have his information if you need to contact him?
I do. You know, he was actually happened to be arrested at the scene on an open warrant.
Oh! Oh, my God. Huh. You got a bad guy there. That's why he was bolting. Yeah. That's why he was getting
that's
out
why.
Of there. That's why he ran. Well, and that probably is why you're probably not going to get a nickel out of him either. But, hey, I'm glad you're okay. That's a horrible situation, Steve. It's really, I'm glad you're on the road to recovery. And, you know, here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we appreciate everything you do to support our show. And we hope you get a speedy recovery. You got somebody at home to take care of you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He dodged that.
Is there a girlfriend or a wife or a mother or an aunt or a grandmother that can take care of your bruises when they seep? Itch?
Just with medical staff.
Oh, his medical staff, Mike. He's doing shtick now. You see, Steve, if you listen to AmeriCast, here's what you need to know. Steve prefers to play the field, and he has a series of tens that he likes to bang. Mm-hmm. There is no steady future Mrs. Mermelstein in the picture right now.
Rob, you've met him before, and you seem to remember him. Who is the celebrity that Stephen Mermelstein most resembles?
Because I would say a heavier Arnold Horshack.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, handsome.
Very handsome. Yeah, he has that celebrity magnetism.
Do you have a girlfriend, Steve?
No one at the moment.
No one at the moment.
But you have an old regular you could contact, maybe?
Yeah.
See? He's good.
Yeah. just come over and you know, rub some liniment into your seeping bruise. That's that'll be fantastic.
Hi, honey, would you like to see a serious bruise?
Can I ask one question about the cyclist that ran you over? Did he look like a bad guy? Well, you were almost unconscious, but did he look like a bad guy when you came to? Did he look like maybe a guy that would have an outstanding warrant?
No, not really. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. Yeah, he reminded me of Oscar. He really looked a lot like Oscar.
Mm. Well, you know what? Hey, do we need any more comments? I don't think so, okay? All right. They're cyclists. They're warrants. They run from the law. Anyway.
Build a wall.
Build a wall, and maybe that cyclist wouldn't have gotten in. That's the way I look at that. Well, Steve, you know what? You're a good guy, and keep doing the promos for us. Rob, I'd love to get some fresh promos from Mermelstein.
Steve, let's speak over the weekend. Are you free this weekend, okay, or are you draining?
I'm free Sunday.
Okay, we'll call you on Sunday then.
That's wonderful, and good luck with your photography. Were you able to get your photography equipment back that was in tatters after the horrible accident?
No, it's because some guy picked it up and ran off with it, and you know, the police know who he is. He's a known, you know, person to them, and but the insurance company already paid out on it.
You said Cambridge. That's not necessarily a bad part of the city of Boston, but you know, Boston's interesting because you go from, you know, very, very high-end neighborhoods, and you can be right on the cusp of something where there are some hinky people around as well, and it can be very dangerous in that city. But were you in a bad area when you had this happen, or were you just in the, you know, the regular part of town?
No, I was actually back in Boston on Charles Street, you know, heading towards the Boston Commons.
Okay, all right.
And
so downtown.
So it's a nice area. Yeah, nice area. And, you know, a lot of active, you know, people walking. And, you know, it's like a Sunday hangout, that part of the city.
We appreciate you coming on the show. You're a good guy. I'm glad that have your bruises stopped seeping? That's the question I have for you.
Yeah, they're all doing pretty well now. And
that's wonderful.
You know, still some black and blue spots, but they're no longer a gross problem.
You know what is really a great takeaway from this is that, do you see, Marcus, do you see how you make an appearance on the Mike O'Mara Show and make it go well? Take some lessons from your partner, Marcus Serta.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and thanks for not asking me about my mother dying. I appreciate that, Steve. Thanks so much. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon. We'll get you back on the show, and I want you to do more promos. You're a good man. Take care, Steve.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye. What a good guy. You know what? Bye-bye. He's a sweetheart.
He's a great guy.
He's an absolute sweetheart. He had 20 bruises, including the one the doctor called serious. Yeah. But then he said hematoma. I know what he's talking about. And Pony, the fact is that, I mean, when a bicycle is it's a projectile.
Oh,
and if
God.
You've got a 175-pound person flying at 50 miles an hour downhill on a bicycle, that can screw the bicyclist and also the person they hit. It can screw them up pretty bad. You can get a serious bruise.
I know we made, or 20 of them, multiple bruises. Do you get the feeling, and I know we talked that, you know, we made jokes that the doctor was a clown. I'm sure he was very able. But do you think maybe when the doctor met Steve, he sort of just dumbed down the diagnosis? Yeah. That's what we call a serious bruise.
Well, hello there. You have 20 bruises. Two of them are serious, and you're going to get a dum-dum lollipop when we're done with this visit. Very good. Thank you. And you know, just like we used to wish for Rofo, who found love, I wish for Mermelstein that
he'll
finds
be banging tens in no time.
Yeah, he will.
That's great. Look forward to that. We'll take a break and come back with more news you may not need coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really. Please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. She doesn't do shows with her mouth guard now, does she?
No. She takes it out, but sometimes by request she'll put it in and say things.
Oh, very exciting. Yeah. I like the. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, if you want to find Cake and Cookies or any of the shows on the More Network, you go to MichaelMaraShow.com.
Just click
on shows, and you'll be able to find all the shows. Cake and Cookies is a show that Rob and Katie Von Herman do, and it's very, very funny, and I recommend it.
Thank you.
Hi-lay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. This Father's Day, Harry's has you covered. While supplies last, Harry's has a special limited edition shave set just for Father's Day. The limited edition Father's Day set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, which not only works well, but is the best smelling shave cream
I've
ever used. Three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges and a travel cover, all for just $40. What a great gift for dad. Plus, customize it. It comes in a sleek, giftable box. No gift wrap required. And here's how you can customize it. You can put yourself a little engraving on it if you
want.
Sure,
and they also do customized cards. If you want to like say something special to dad, they can handle that.
Shaving is wonderful with Harry's. It starts as low as $15, so there is something for everybody at harrys.com. We're talking five German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip at half the price of the leading brand, 100% guaranteed, and a full refund if you're not happy. I shave with Harry's every single day, and you should too. Go to harrys.com right now for a special offer just for our listeners. Harry's Shave, $5 off your first purchase with the promo code TMO. Don't wait. Free shipping for Father's Day ends on Friday, June 3rd, so act now. That's harrys.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off. Get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day at harrys.com. And that was great having Mermelstein on
Good
the
guy.
Show. I really enjoyed that. He is a nice guy, and mm-hmm. we're so cruel to point out that Serta could learn a few things by that appearance.
Absolutely. Well, that's cruel to
News. Sorry, I interrupted you with my big Billy Big voice there. Sorry about that.
I was going to say, you know, it's just, it's cruel to Marcus. But you know what? Marcus is forever learning. And that's why Omericast is so great.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? A guy named Devin Cunningham of Bellevue, Washington, has lost weight and gotten ripped this year. And he is eating Chipotle every single day for an entire year. He got going last July, so he's only got about a month and a half to go. He started by eating a ton of Chipotle every day and gained 16 pounds. He went from 156 to 172. Oh, God.
Wow, you know what? I could be dead 2 years. I wouldn't weigh 172.
Ever since then, he's been eating a lot less, and now he's down to 146 with a six-pack, but it's not like he's eating two giant burritos. He only gets one burrito bowl and eats portions of it throughout the day. Well, okay. I mean, yeah. All right.
Okay,
I'd lose
yeah.
weight if you did that.
Yeah,
he also
starve, you lose weight.
He also
if you don't eat,
other,
you die.
You don't eat, you die. It puts you in the ground. He also has other food, but he's definitely eaten Chipotle at least once every single day. He wasn't really overweight to start with, ladies and gentlemen, so he says he did it to prove that the best way to diet is with moderation.
You know what? I hate him.
Thank you. Plus, he really likes Chipotle. If he's lucky, maybe he'll become their spokesman, make $1 million, and go to jail for being a pervert. Or, as I like to call it, the Jared Factor. That would be. Sounds like what he's trying to do.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Several years ago, Bette Midler revealed that she had chickens named after the Kardashian girls.
Ah.
Kim, Courtney, and Khloe. But earlier this week, she gave reporters an update. This is from Bette Midler. Quote, Kim died of a yeast infection.
Oh.
So we had to get some different chickens. That's just a
Mike, are
a
you still
story.
Living? Are you still living at BetteMidler.com?
Yeah, I love it.
I know you get all our Bette Midler news. Oh,
she's my lady. Anyway, remember those texts Amber Heard released the other day? We were talking about
very
it on
damning.
Show?
They were supposedly very damning. Yeah.
Apparently she was talking to Johnny Depp's assistant about an incident where Johnny kicked her. This man, this is one nasty divorce. People really wouldn't think about these two, even though Johnny's a big star.
Yeah.
I don't think people would be talking about this if this wasn't so incredibly back and forth and contentious. Well, here's the name of the assistant. His name is Stephen Deuters, or Deuters, and he's telling TMZ that those texts are heavily doctored.
What?
Now, here's the thing. They don't say in the TMZ story whether or not he's still under the employment of Johnny Depp, where he's still in his employment. He said he doesn't know of any abuse against Amber by Johnny. In fact, he's never seen Johnny being violent toward anyone. He said he definitely never had a conversation with Amber about his supposed this incident where she mentioned being kicked, and he's willing to testify to that in court. So it just got a little more. But at the same time, you know, if you're in the employ of a major star, you might say anything. Who knows what's
but
going
on. But you know what? Doctoring texts, that seems very high school. If that's the gonna, if they're going to doctor texts.
You would think they'd be able to prove it right away.
Right away, right?
So
yeah.
We'll have to, you know, stay tuned. It's yeah. It's getting messy. Celebrities get kicked off airplanes just like everybody else. Here are six celebrities that have been kicked off an airplane. These are the top six they had. All
okay.
Right? Number one, Christian Slater, 1994, gets on a plane with an unlicensed pistol in his bag.
Jeez.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I didn't know I had it in the bag. Yeah, yeah, sorry. You want to kick me off the plane?
He ended up doing 3 days of community service.
Okay.
Sounds like, you know, 94, just a stupid thing, pre-9/11.
Yeah, a kid, when he was back then, he was young.
Number two, David Hasselhoff. British Airways declared him too drunk to fly in 2006. That was before the video surfaced that his kid.
Yeah,
took
I believe right? It was before. And you know, I still my favorite part of the video is when he replies to something that could either be yes or no.
Yeah.
When she says, "You've got to stop drinking," and he says, "Nope."
Yeah. He's got burger in his mouth.
Mouthful of burger. This thing is a mess.
Number three is Naomi Campbell. In 2008, she went ballistic when she found out her bags weren't on the same flight. She kicked and spat at police as they dragged her off the plane. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Number four, Ivana Trump. I don't remember this one. Maybe because we weren't all Trump-centric at
this
point. The former wife of Donald Trump got mad because there were noisy kids on her plane in 2009. She went off on them and called them little effers. She was removed from the plane. And I guess she would say little effers with her accents.
They should build a wall.
Here he is, number five, Alec Baldwin. Remember, this was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Refused to turn off his electronics even during a particularly intense game of Words with Friends.
I remember the game. That's the game that got him in trouble.
It was a youthful mistake. This was all the way back in 2011. They threw him off a plane. And Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, from Green Day?
Yeah. They told him to pull up his saggy pants. He refused. And he was thrown off a plane in 2011. None, 2011 seems to be the last time it happened. So you got that, and that's
people
it.
Are behaving now, Mike.
Isn't that wonderful?
And very
all
nice.
And they all had 20 bruises. believe it or not, when you make a wish and throw a coin into a fountain, the coin doesn't magically turn into fairy dust and make your wish come true. That was a great yawn. That was a great yawn, Rofo.
Oh,
there's nothing I like when I'm slaying the dragon to see you grab a bunch of air like that. I'm sitting here sweating my nads off with my connectivity, and I look over at Rofo in the middle of the show in the Oscar chair, the A-list seat. And he goes,
and you know what's so funny? People should know that the moment before we started this program, you said, this is his audition. If he does well today, this is his chance to advance.
Fire that man.
The
Atlantic just did an investigation to figure out what happens to a coin when someone throws it into a fountain, and usually a homeless person winds up taking it. So they actually go into the
really?
Water.
Do you throw coins in fountains? Do you let your kids do that or your kid do that?
Right now, I'll do anything, Rob. I'll do anything to get through these broadcasts.
Understood.
That's what I'll do.
Okay.
If they don't, there's another decent chance it'll wind up going to someone in need. A lot of places collect the coins in their fountain and donate them to charities. No word on how much they all add up to, but I'd be curious about, you know, what one of your more popular fountains would donate to the poor.
I know that Steve Mermelstein spends a lot of time collecting change in fountains.
Great. Right next to his tripod before he gets hit by the
bike. They call him the tripod.
Yes, that's right, Rofo. Great line when you're not yawning. He's got an enormous penis. Thank you very much.
Good save.
Yes, not related to anything we were talking about, but that's okay. An eighth grade teacher in Mobile, Alabama, now a little something something.
Okay.
Her name is Joanne Bolsher, and she is retiring at the end of the year, according to at least one of her colleagues. She's well-respected in the community, but probably not as much as she used to be.
Oh?
We're not sure how old she is. She looks to be in her 60s or early 70s. She decided to go out with a bang last Friday by giving students a math test where all the questions were about pimps, prostitutes, and drugs.
Oh,
huh.
Oh.
It's a fake racist test that dates back to the mid-1980s, and it's been circulating online since the mid-90s. Apparently, it's supposed to be funny, but it's really just what it is. Here it is. One of the questions on the version Joanne used says, quote, Tyrone knocked up four girls in the gang. There are 20 girls in his gang. What is the exact percentage of girls Tyrone knocked up? What was she thinking? By the way, do you know the correct answer, Rob?
20%.
He always keeps his eyes on the prize. Another question was, Dwayne pimps three hoes.
Oh, dear. Mm.
If the price is $85 per trick, how many tricks per day must each hoe turn to support Dwayne's $800 a day crack habit? Jesus Christ.
It's not okay.
Again, it doesn't matter. The answer is four. And that's a hefty crack habit.
That is.
A bunch of parents complained after kids told them about it over the weekend, so Joanne's been on administrative leave this week in Mobile, Alabama, and it looks like that's how she's going to end her teaching career because their last day of school was Wednesday.
So, oh, yeah.
The stunning thing is, I don't know any racists in Mobile, Alabama. Yeah! We'll take a break. Come back with our final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I want to alert all the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Rofo, will you wake the hell up and sit up straight for God's sake? My God, you're driving me nuts. Are you that lazy that you can't even sit up straight? What the hell's wrong with you?
No, nothing's wrong with me. I'm with the show. I'm ready to hear the audio vault. I've been looking forward to it all day. All
Did
week,
you
really.
See the way he was sitting? He's leaning to the Mike, right. Like
he's like a toddler. He's like a toddler. He doesn't have the body strength to support his head.
Good I'm not Lord, walking, but I'm
too
rolling.
Early. That's exciting. Welcome back to the show. Want to make a reminder. Monday, we got a major announcement on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
For all you people that really dig this show, you're not going to want to miss this one. It's coming up Monday. Make sure you are right here for a major announcement. Spread the word. Let everybody know on the fan club. Let me know everyone on social media. Let everybody know we've got a major announcement about the show that we want everybody to pay attention to because you got to act fast
yes.
for this one. I think that sort of gives you a little tease. So mm-hmm. without further ado, don't forget that. Let's open the audio vault for Friday, June 3rd. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Mike, here's something you've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Never. This is amazing. Okay. No.
Who
it's,
is that?
It's the McDonald's jingle, but what I did not know...
Hamburger jingle.
And you can go and order the secret menu. No, the secret here, I didn't know that Justin Timberlake sang lead on this jingle, which I think is pretty cool. But what happened, it was revealed this week that a notable hip-hop artist singer Pusha T is the one who wrote it. And the only reason he revealed it on Twitter is that there was a rumor that Pharrell wrote it and he actually wanted credit for it. So wow. It sounds like a pop song, actually, if you listen to it. It's not bad.
Right.
But so the next time you're in there for getting some off the dollar menu, Mike, think JT and Pusha T.
Who's Pusha T?
He's the guy
who the hell is Pusha T?
He is he's a rap singer. The mm-hmm. kids love him.
Did you know him?
I knew the name. I had read the name. But I don't listen
so
to his music.
Touch.
No, you're
so
not. Mike,
touch.
You're hot. You're red hot, baby.
Yeah, I know Booker T.
Booker T and the MGs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Booker T and the MGs, baby. There's
Green
some
onions.
Music for you. There's some music. That's what I know, everybody.
Where's your Hammond B3 organ?
Yeah, where's your Hammond B3 now, Moses?
Where? Now, Mike, you're down there among the elderly. Do you ever hit yard sales on the weekend?
No, you don't see that many around
Or they're mostly what they call estate sales.
Yeah.
Well, I think they have a few of those. A lot of people are hiding behind gates.
Yeah, so, understood.
And they're more of community events. Churches do them. You see a lot of church
Oh, that's a rummage
lots.
Sale, sort of. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
That big, because, well, a yard sale is in a yard, and it's usually a single family. But when it's a big deal, like a church thing, I think they call it a rummage sale.
Oh, I forgot you wrote the guidebook. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
But, you know, sometimes you think you find good bargains at them. And this lady in North Carolina thought she found a great bargain. It was a freezer, and she only paid $30 for it.
Wow.
But, wait a minute, when she opened it...
A human body.
Yes. And
really?
Yes.
I was just making light.
Here's the lady talking about it.
A church was supposed to come pick up the items inside the freezer. I was.
Oh, that okay. And yeah, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned this in the backstory. It was sold to her with the condition that a church was going to come and take the contents out, so she had to hold on to the freezer until the church came, but not open it so the stuff wouldn't go bad. So she took the freezer home. Church never showed up. When she opened it, that's when there was the dead body, and the neighbor has since left
town. All right,
hold on.
All right, we'll play the tape first, and then I've got lots of
questions.
Okay,
good. I'll entertain your questions.
A church was supposed to come pick up the items inside the freezer. I was supposed to get the freezer back. The church never came. I decided to open it. My heart was in my throat. I ran outside, called 911.
It was the elderly mother of the neighbor who had skipped out. In the freezer.
Wait. All right, so I'm confused. So she goes to a rummage sale for a yard sale.
Yard sale.
She buys a freezer.
Right, for $30.
She doesn't even open it and look in. That's the first thing you do is look inside. How dull is she, for God's sake?
Well, Mike, she's a North Carolina lady from a fine upbringing, and she just thought $30 is $30. I'm buying that freezer.
She takes the freezer home with her?
The freezer stayed at the house of the neighbor because it was going to be the contents were allegedly going to be picked up by the church. But when the church never came, she went to get the freezer. And that's when she opened it.
Did she open it when she got it home?
Yes.
Mm. She waited all the way. So she didn't even peek in it after she bought the thing. What a moron. I can't believe it. And who was the dead body in it?
The elderly mother of the lady next door.
So the next door, someone had murdered the elderly lady
next door?
Or
she passed. We don't know how she died. Maybe she died because she was in a freezer.
All right, well, enjoy your North Carolina vacation this summer.
My thing is, Mike, whenever you buy a freezer, open it. And maybe not buy a used freezer anyway. That might be something you want to buy new.
So not even parts, right? Just the whole stiff was
the body, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of storage room. I imagine it would have to be one of those lay-down freezers, not a stand-up.
Yeah, a lay-down freezer, and the corpse had 20 bruises in it.
She said,
not another one. Not another one. Let me have it. Let me have it, ass, please. Jeez.
Are you familiar with the band Train?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Train.
Train has come out with something. Their album dropped this week, and it seems like a weird idea. They're just covering the entire album Led Zeppelin 2. They're just doing the same songs in the same order. And you think that's a bad idea. But then they said, all money is going to charity, and the reason they're doing it is the lead singer of Train got his start in a cover band that did a lot of Zeppelin. So now I'm kind of on the fence. And then I heard them do the Lemon song, and you know what? Not bad. I should
have listened, babe. Great, great lead.
Yes.
I'd like to hear a more challenging Zeppelin track than that.
But then, the only thing that they've got going for them is for charity, because if you really want to hear it, buy Zeppelin 2.
Yeah,
but they're doing
the
a good
time,
job.
You know, tribute bands are huge down here, and there are some, especially with Zeppelin, that just do an amazing job. There are many people that are Robert Plant sound-alikes that are great, and I could go, if you get a good Zeppelin tribute band coming to your town, it's not a bad evening out.
We have a lot of them. A lot of the tribute bands come to the Tally Ho in Leesburg, and they always have very clever names, and it's like the Stairway to Heavens, and that's like the name of their band.
I was going
to
say, if you want to know a good tribute band, ask DJ Batman.
We love you, DJ Batman.
All right.
You know what? Let's end there. Let's do one more tape. We can't beat that. There's a guy. I love this guy. He does to hotels what I do with telemarketers. He travels on a weekly basis to Utah, and he goes to different hotels, and every time he calls the hotel to make a reservation, he makes a strange request for his room. And so far, they've honored them all. Here are some of them.
If you could provide a printed out picture of Grandma Winslow from Family Matters and place on my bed, I would appreciate it. I had the biggest grin on my face. I thought it was the funniest thing. Please provide a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain. If it's not too much trouble, could you build a fort out of pillows? Please print out 3 pictures of a confused looking Donald Trump and place on my bed. I would really appreciate it. Ideas are limitless, but you just got to try and be as creative as possible, I guess.
So far, every hotel has honored every request.
Were they different hotels?
Yes,
he
goes to different hotels and tries to outwit them. But that's pretty great. I like the pillow fort. Wouldn't you love to go in and find a pillow fort?
It was great until he stepped out of his hotel and he was hit by a bicycle.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. And don't forget, coming up this Monday, a major announcement.
Huge!
on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are excited to tell you all about that. If you've listened to any show, you want to listen to Monday's show.
Do it.
Let you know what's happening. Big news for the show. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Robert Ford, Rofo, and the entire Mike O'Mara Show cast of characters. Mike O'Mara saying have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next time. So bye-bye, Long.
Ciao, ciao.
Serious Brews.
Pink drink.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.